Hi, and welcome to C3 Church, Bridgman Downs. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
I want to talk to us about being those people of influence. We've heard these incredible women up here talk about, you know, how they have been an influence in their family's life. But, you know, to be an influence, we have to be first influenced. And we've got to ask ourselves, what is that, who is that influence in our life? You know, you might be able to rattle off some great people that you have speaking into your world. But I truly believe the main influence that we have in our life has to be Jesus Christ. And, you know, these women that we've heard from today, they've all have Jesus in the center of their life, and they that's what their foundations have been built on. So we're going to look at 4 points today of how we can be great influences in our world. And so, who loves renovation shows? Oh, I love those renovation shows. John and I are quietly obsessed with them. We record them and watch them at any time we have got a spare moment, because we really like them, because it's so incredible to watch these homes being renovated. You know, these homes that have fallen into complete disrepair, and all of a sudden, you know, after a few months, it would seem, they're now these beautiful homes that have been opened up to, you know, to families to come in and live great lives. And do you know that our life is like that when we hand it over to Jesus Christ? He comes in and he does an incredible renovation within us and changes us, so that we then have got this beautiful space to welcome other people into our world, so that we too can be an influence in their world. So my title of my message today is Good Bones, and we're going to, my points today are in the anagram of the word reno. So the first one is rate your foundation. So, you know, a good question to ask ourselves is, does my foundation need a repair? You know, does it need strengthening? And now, and it's about this time in these renovation programs that John will always go, ah, why didn't they check their foundations first? It's so important that we have a strong foundation in our life, because it's on that foundation that we will build a good life. And if our foundation isn't strong, then whatever we build is going to be slightly off. It's going to not be in plumb, as they would say in the building world, because I know all about the building world. Anyway, so, you know, so many times we can go through life and ignore that our foundation is something that needs some work, because they can get weakened sometimes. Knocks of life can come in and weaken that foundation, or, you know, a lie that the enemy can tell us can weaken that foundation. So, you know, but either way, whatever is happening in our world, there is a master builder standing by that is ready to build a great foundation in your life. And if we declare that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and that if we trust Him with all of our hearts, even when that, you know, when the tests of times come and knock us around, if we declare that He is our Savior through those times, then we're standing firm on that great foundation. We need to speak out. The Bible tells us that, you know, it's not enough that we just declare that Jesus, just say in our hearts that Jesus is our Lord. We need to speak it out, because it's as we speak out the word of God over our life that this foundation, which is Christ, it says in 1 Corinthians, for God, 1 Corinthians 3:11, for God has already placed Jesus Christ as the one and only foundation, and no other foundation can be laid. So as we build on that foundation that has been already laid within us, we are, you know, we're going to live a great life. And, you know, so it's important that the words we speak align with the message of Jesus Christ. I was listening to Joyce Meyer the other day, and she was talking about our prayers, and she was like, we have to be careful of our just prayers. You know those just prayers, oh, Lord, if you would just do this, or Lord, if you would just do that. And she was saying, just has a measure on it. Just is a limit. And you know what? God doesn't want us to live a limited life. He wants us to live a life that is blessed immeasurably, pressed down, shaken together, and running out all over. You know, God doesn't want our lives to be limited. He wants us to live an abundant life. Do you agree with me today? Is that, and if we do agree with that, then we need to speak it out. It's not enough to just to say it in our hearts. We need to speak out the word of God, because it says faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, you know, our words are so important, because they create our world. How we speak will create our world. So church, I encourage you to build that foundation of Jesus Christ into your world and speak his words over your life, and you will create an incredible world where God is going to do a wonderful thing in your life. The next one is the letter E, and that is expose our bones. This is demo day. On the home shows, it's like, yes, demo day. It looks so exciting. They smash down walls and they do that, and it looks so much fun. But in reality, that would be a lot of hard work. It was, those walls were meant to stay up, and they're not going to come down easily, So those walls are almost like that in our life, that when we start to strip things away in our life, things are not going to come away as easily as what we think they are. In the natural, muscle and flesh cover our bones, but spiritually we can develop things of the flesh that don't build a healthy life, and muscles that actually can work against us. So the Bible tells us that we are marvelously made, so we have good bones, but sometimes what we build onto those bones are not exactly great for us. They don't actually cause us to live a great life. So attitudes and wrong thinkings we can start to build on our bones, and it causes us to feel out of sorts with God. It causes us to feel disjointed with God. Do you know that our muscles have memories? So when a movement is repeated over time, a long-term muscle memory is created for this task, eventually allowing it to be performed without conscious effort. So if we are the glass half empty type of person, it's going to take conscious effort for that to be changed and turned around in our life. If we have an anger issue in our world, then that's going to take conscious effort for that reaction of anger to be turned around in our life. If we're living an indulgent lifestyle, where it's all about me, then that's going to take time and conscious effort to turn around. These muscle memories that we have in our world are going to take time to turn around. But it's as we build and strengthen our foundation with God's word that word then is able to transform our thinking and pull these things down that have been covering our bones. So first we rate our foundations, and then we expose our bones, and next we knock down walls. Now I have a confession to make. I spelled the word wrong. It's K-N-O-C-K, people, not N-O-C-K, but it's Mother's Day and I can do whatever I want. So we're going to use the N, all right? My gosh. My husband pointed that out to me before, and I must admit I didn't laugh about it at the time. I'm like, how could I be so silly? Anyway, it's knock down the walls with an N, all right? So walls are made for protection, but they can also be used to conceal. It's funny how sometimes we don't actually connect the dots with this. We think that, if we put things behind a wall, that if we forget about it and then we just don't actually have to deal with it, then they're just going to go away. Oh, I wish that was true. Unfortunately, they don't go away. They just get stinky and start to smell, and you walk around your house going, what's that odor? Where's that coming from? And it's the same with hurts and pains and guilt and shame and loss and bad choices in our life. If we don't deal with them, they're going to stink up our house. They're going to lay there and we're going to think, what's going on? So we need to deal with those things when they come up. We can't allow them just to sit there and not deal with them. But you know what? We serve an incredible God. He is a miracle working God, and he is well able to be able to heal that and to take those pains and hurts away from you. I was thinking about the story of when Jesus has to feed the 5,000. Commentary says there was about 20,000 people there on that day. And he says to the disciples, we need to feed these people. And Philip's like, no way, that's impossible. We can't do that. Send them on their way, that let them go to the villages, let them find their own food. And Jesus was like, no, we're going to feed them. And here comes Andrew, he comes up with these 5 fish and his 2 loaves. And he says, well, I've got this. I'm sure that Andrew had doubt too. I'm sure he thought, okay, yeah, this does sound pretty impossible, but you know what? Let's give it a go anyway. I want to say that to you today, that, even if it does feel impossible, still bring those to Jesus, because he can do the impossible. He can heal you. He can transform you. Even if you have doubt, don't let that doubt stop you. Still bring that, because we hear in that story where Jesus says, With man, this is impossible. With man, it is impossible to feed 20,000 people. With man, it is impossible to have those pains and that heal, that guilt and that shame and those bad choices healed. But then Jesus says, but not with God. All things are possible with God. You know, Jesus can come in and he can heal you and you can have a blessed life. So first we raid our foundations, we expose our bones, we knock down those walls. And the next one is the O, and that is open plan, baby. You know, when all the houses that we see renovated, it's just that, you know, they open all the walls up and they create this beautiful flow in people's homes. So, you know, walls stop the livability in a house. So I want to ask you, what is stopping the flow in your life? Is it some things thinking that says, I'm not good enough, or, you know, I'll never be able to do that because of my terrible start. You know, I'm a bad person, really. You know, I don't come to church as much as I should. I don't pray as much as I should. There's always things that will be bombarding your mind, in your thoughts about how much better you could be. But you know what? We have an incredible God that it doesn't matter about, you know, where we start. I was talking to someone the other day and she was like, I was telling her a bit about my early life and how when I was a young child, my mum and dad used to follow a country band around the greater Ipswich area. And every weekend we would do that. And we went to this one place so many times that they actually put a swing set in for me because I visited so many times. So, you know, she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that. I thought you came from a Christian family. I thought you came from, you know, you've been a Christian all your life. And it's like, you know, it doesn't matter how you start. You know, it doesn't matter how you start, but what matters is how you go. And I hear you say, but doesn't that mean, you know, it's how you end? It's like, well, you can't end well if you don't go well. You know, so, you know, that's what I want to encourage you. It doesn't matter what your beginning was, but what matters now is what you do with this part of your life. Are you willing to allow God to come in and cause that flow to happen in you? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Our bones are good, people. You are, you know, you've got good bones. And, you know, and when we put our hands into the hands of our master builder, there is nothing that he cannot do. There is no life too far gone that he can't do an incredible renovation work on. So as we build and strengthen our foundations with God's word and then allow his word to transform our thinking and expose our good bones, as we believe in the miracle working power of Jesus Christ to knock down those walls and to heal us and to provide for us, all of those steps then bring us to this place of openness where the influence and the power of God can work through our life, where our thinking and our asking are in line, when we're not thinking one thing and just asking another. We have a choice today. We have a choice today. And as the band comes up, you know, I want you to think about this. Do we give God, the master builder of our life, access? Is that what you're doing right now? And you know what? Unlike these shows, our renovation never ends. it's a duration. It's going to be, you're going to be being in the process of renovation until the time Jesus comes back. Sorry to tell you. You know, there's no end date to that. But you know what? It's a good process. The Bible tells us in Psalm 145:13, the Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all that he does. So as we finish today, I want to ask you that question. Where are you in the renovation process? Our theme to get this month is Together We Move. So if we're going to move together to build this incredible house that we are all a part of, if we're going to move together and to be the influences that Jesus has called us to be, then we first have to make sure that our house is in good order. That doesn't mean to say it has to be perfect, but it just means that you have allowed access into your world of this incredible Savior that we call Jesus Christ. And when you do that, then it's, you know, then you're in a good place. You can actually say, you know, yes, you know, I am allowing him to do a good work within me. So I'm going to ask a question in a minute, but before I do, I want to ask you, how are your foundations? Do they need repairing? Do they need strengthening? Do you need some help to expose those bones or move some walls so that you can get a better flow in your life? What better day than today to do that? This day, a beautiful day where the Spirit of the Lord is here, and He's here to meet with you.
We hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to respond to this message in any way, or would like to talk to one of our pastors, please email us at inquiries@c3bd.com. Or for any more information about our church and the events we have coming up, please go to c3bd.com. Have a great week.